Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
One of my favorites to sit in the studio with me, this is Yvonne. She is with the Southwest Michigan Community Action Agency, also known as We'll Say Today, SMCAA. Hello, Yvonne.
Hello, Lindsay.
How are you?
I am doing great, and I love being here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The opportunity.
So I always like to have you come in every now and then just to kind of inform anyone who doesn't know what the SMCAA is, what you guys do. Just give them the updates so that in case they ever are in need or they ever want to help out, they can go to you. So first of all, what do you do for the SMCAA?
Actually, my job title is Emergency Services Manager. So I handle all the emergency programs. So that would include the food programs, which we run two of them out of our warehouse. One is for seniors, which would be 60 years of age and older.
Okay.
And that is distribution once a month. We serve about 2,000 seniors in the Tri-County area. So that would be Berrien, Cass, Van Buren. And then the other food program that we have is for families, and that's quarterly. And we serve about 4,000 families and the Tri-County area again.
All that are very much so in need, and you know that because you do some investigating, you kind of figure out a little bit why they might be in need, right?
That is correct. If anyone comes into the office for any kind of emergency services, the very first thing we're going to talk about is food.
Yes.
And if you're a senior, we're going to get you enrolled in that program. And if you're a family, all you need to be is in need. Mm-hmm. You don't have to prove income, identification, anything like that. You just come down, and we've set it up now so we have a drive-through.
Cool.
So you sit in your car, you come through, you sign your name, and then we load you up.
Mm-hmm.
And we have just broke away from a co-op program where we together ordered the food. Well, we are breaking away, so we're going to be ordering directly from the USDA. So we're going to be able to distribute more of a frozen food product. I've ordered pork chops. I have whole chickens coming in. I have chicken quarters. I have turkey rolls.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of fresh frozen food that's going to be coming in. That's all going to be given away at TFAB, which is the Temporary Emergency Food Assistance Program, which is designated for families.
Now, that's awesome because I think when you immediately think of a food pantry, you're like looking at canned goods. You're looking at things that have like a long shelf life, which really isn't an issue. But when you want to go home and feed the family, you do want that protein, high quality protein, an actual meal, right?
That is correct. And we do run a pantry out of our warehouse. We do give out canned foods. But the one thing they always ask for and always come back for is the frozen food product.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Where are you actually located if anyone does need to utilize the services?
With the food program, we are located at Miller Street. That is 331 Miller Street. That's where our warehouse is.
Okay.
But for our main office, we're located at 185 East Main. We're in the Vincent Place, third floor.
Okay.
But, I mean, we just don't do the food either. We talked about helping them when they come in with emergencies. And right now, we do have quite a bit of money until the middle of September for deliverable fuels, electric shutoffs, gas shutoffs. There is a copay, but we will have enough money to take care of their disconnections.
What's the process for doing something like that? Just coming in, giving you a call? What do you suggest?
You can do both, but it would be better if you made an appointment and talked to the caseworker because she's going to tell you exactly what you're going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not worth coming up and then, oh, I don't have all my stuff and now I have to leave and oh, I have to do this. It's better if you know ahead of time. So I would recommend that you call in. Of course, if you don't have a phone, then you can walk in,
yep.
but you're not going to get waited on that day.
Okay. So it kind of gives you a little bit about if you need to utilize the agency services, if you know someone who does, send them there, have them call, whatever is the easiest for them, and then they'll definitely be able to help in the smallest way possible of at least getting some food to those who might be in need. And then that's what I love about the agency. They can then pick up and hopefully tell you how to get back on your feet, mm-hmm. if not assist you with doing that, right?
That's correct. We also have a weatherization program that we would refer them to, and that would to weatherize the home and make it's more like energy efficient.
Yes.
And then we also have like home buyers education, financial management. So we have a lot of resources mm-hmm. in community action.
Yes. Curious if you can give me some success stories that you have. I know you said you've helped some of the flood victims from earlier this mm-hmm. year. You also said there were some fire victims that you had. Can you tell me those stories?
That's correct. You know, the end of February, we had a flood, and it affected the River Springs Mobile Park, which is in Bering Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all taken out, and they were put in a shelter. One of the things that Community Action did is we set up a pantry right in the park.
Cool.
Because after a week or two, some of the families that were not under flood could come back into their homes. Of course, electricity was shut off and they lost all their food product. So we set up a pantry right in the park, and we also did a numerous fresh frozen food giveaway in the park also. We all also set up another an office. And we were there 4 days a week.
Wow.
We were there Tuesdays and Thursdays for emergency services. You know, start up your electricity, a deposit, move from this trailer to that trailer. We also did relocation. So we did, we moved some of the clients out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
And then the others, we helped them get in and take care of their back rent. Because, of course, when they were exited, some of them went into hotels.
Mm-hmm.
So they spent all their money.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what a relief that must have been to know that there was somebody there that just moved in to help without them seeking it, right?
It was. It was a good feeling. We served about 23 families that we helped with rent.
Awesome.
And we helped 35 families with utilities.
Fantastic. What's the fire story?
The fire story is, you know, of course, the fire, M139-94, and there was about 26, 27 families that were moved in to the Upton Middle School, and they were there for numerous weeks. We went in every day for 2 hours and talked to the clients,
mm-hmm.
and now that they've moved on, we've helped about 7 or 8 clients with rent, first month's rent.
Right.
Helped with food. Again, yeah. We sent them over to the warehouse. And utilities.
I think that also goes to show real quick here, one thing we always talk about when you come and visit is, you know, you might not need these services right now, and you might, mm-hmm. you hope that you never do, but it's in cases like the floods or like a fire, or maybe it is like some weird payment that comes up that you mm-hmm. weren't expecting. There's a lot of people that are living paycheck to paycheck where you never know when you might need to utilize the agency services. So knowing that that's available, and maybe I want to be able to help, I want to contribute to the agency. How do I help out as far as volunteer or donating? Because really, a large chunk of what you guys receive is donation, right?
That's correct.
So what do I do?
Well, one of the biggest fundraisers is Stuff a Truck.
Yes.
And that is the week before Thanksgiving. It's held at Rogers.
Yep.
We ask for food donations and we raise dollars. You can always volunteer. At our warehouse, we're packing boxes every month. We're doing 2,000 boxes, and we only have a staff and a half,
mm-hmm.
so we need the volunteers to come in and pack boxes.
I feel like now there's a lot of companies that will employ people that they would also like to seek actually getting and acquiring volunteer hours for pay. Like, they will pay their people to volunteer.
That's correct.
So if you are, I guess, with a company, or maybe you just need volunteer hours for whatever it might be, what do I do to get a hold of you and mm-hmm. volunteer there?
You could call at the main office,
okay.
and that number would be 269-925-9077, and you can ask for Yvonne,
okay.
and I can refer you over to the warehouse, give you Mario's number, and he's the coordinator at the warehouse.
Perfect. And yes, they're very accommodating. They'll be able to tell you where and when and how and all that jazz. I wanted to, because we have just a few minutes left, elaborate a little bit further on Stuff a Truck, because that is coming up in the very near future, and that is a very large fundraiser for the SMCAA. So this is actually done through our sister station, 97.5 Y Country, and as Yvonne said, it is always the week before Thanksgiving. If my mind serves me correctly, it's like the 13th through the 17th. Am I right, Yvonne?
It is the 12th through the 17th.
Yeah, so close.
It starts on a Monday.
And they'll be there Monday through Saturday, pretty much all day long during the week, and then in the morning on Saturday at Rogers Foodland in St. Joe. And they make it super simple for you to either bring something from outside of the store in, purchase something from Rogers, grab a grab bag. Maybe you just have extra change when you're cashing out. They'll accept it there. The SMCAA, along with Y Country, will be there basically collecting donations and non-perishable food items, along with things like personal care items all week long.
That's correct.
And that helps stuff your pantry, what, for like 9 months?
We've been out since July.
Okay.
So it took us quite a few months.
Yes.
And again, we're there from 6 o'clock in the morning till 7 at night. Staff will be there.
Yep.
So if you have any questions or you're concerned about a relative, a neighbor, a friend, et cetera, you can come down and talk with us.
Perfect.
And we can give you information.
Perfect, perfect. Otherwise, yes, as she said, to stop by and see them that week. Again, it's right in mid-November. And otherwise, I'd suggest just checking out their website, giving them a call to learn more, stopping in, whatever it is that you either want to help with or utilize their services for. They're here to help, right, Yvonne?
That is correct.
All right. You guys rock. Thanks for always
giving
me the updates. See you soon.
Got something to say with Lindsay K. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay K. From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.